before, but it's time now for my first guest. Now, somebody once said to me that his mouth was bigger than mine. That's not possible. But it's helped him become one of radio's most successful ever DJs. He's also the host of Channel 4's hit quiz show, Quiz Nice, and he's just released his first album, would you believe? And I've been listening to it, and, well, I'll tell you all about it. Please welcome the man himself, Mr. Chris Moyles!
Hello.
Do you know what I've just done there? What? I didn't do it in time. I did the walk like the Nana went. How are you, Flower? How are you, Kedder?
I'm a little bit scared.
Why are you scared?
I just saw that great big robot.
Chris, it terrifies me.
And I thought, like, it's a bit showbiz. I thought it'd come off and go, right, or whatever. And it just, it clumped off and it went, and looked at me. And I'm like that. You're all right. I actually said, don't
touch me.
So, so a bit bizarre, but I'm great. Apart from that, I am great. Merry Christmas.
Let's get a few things sorted.
Yes.
Now, there was a certain rag, I think it was last week, that had you in the headlines again, about Terry Wogan's leaving.
Apparently I made Sarah Kennedy cry by making some comments about her. But it's not true. It's not true at all. Terry had... they were inducting him into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And really, it was a bit of a thanks, Terry, and... me and a few of the DJs kind of said little pieces and everything, and they gave him this little glass bowl. It was, you know, 40 years already.
A glass bowl.
No
goldfish and cheese,
nothing,
just
nothing,
the
bowl. Nothing, not even fruit. And so everyone went and did a little speech, and I did a little speech as well and made a few little jokes and everything. Terry smiled, and I said some very nice things about Terry because I'm a massive, massive fan of his. Huge fan of Terry Wogan's. And then he came on and I gave him this bowl and he did a really emotional speech for about 20 minutes. Really, really emotional. And some journalist, I'd made some comment about Sarah Kennedy and some journalist saw her afterwards, saw her wiping a tear away after Terry's emotional speech and put two and two together and went, she was obviously crying about what Chris Moyles said.
Yeah.
Asked her about it and she went, I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
Yeah.
But that still doesn't put them off. They still write a story. Chris Moyles makes girl cry. And I'm like, so it's not true. It's just a load of rubbish. But then it gets repeated again and again and again.
No,
I'm enemy number one to some people. And you know me, butter wouldn't melt in my mouth.
I know. It'd stay ice cold in other parts. But it's a bit...
Yeah.
Do you know what? Me and you, we didn't have one wicked fairy at our christening. We had a coach load turned up. Now this, do you know when I first got this, I thought, oh, this is one of these. You know how people used to bring out a daft CD you know, for Christmas or a single? It's not, though, is it?
No.
Well, it's not... Hang on, let me say me a bit. It's a carefully constructed piece, this. All the lyrics are all very, very clever.
Well, thank
you. All the parodies. Because I love a good parody. I used to do Miss Lily. I used to do Argos as a girl's best friend.
I don't mean
Ratner's. Argos. I mean, so I really appreciate how clever a good parody is.
Yeah.
And they are.
And the thing, there's a fine line between, like, a clever parody song and a novelty song.
Yeah.
And so... And anything with comedies, if you want it to really work, you've got to kind of take it seriously. So we recorded this album at Abbey Rose Studios.
At Abbey Rose?
Studio 2, where the Beatles record it. So we recorded all the music there. And then a lot of the songs we've done on the radio show, we do these little parody songs. So Britney Spears' Womanizer, we changed it to Lorry Driver, and it's about lorry drivers.
And big bum for sex bomb.
Sex bomb. Tom Jones is now big bum, with Tom Jones going, I'm a big bum! And then... So, and me and Sandy, my friend Sandy, who produced it with me, he can't tell you how serious we're sitting in the studio going, I'm singing that too funny. We should sing it a bit straight. Because I want people to laugh at it.
Yeah.
But then I want them to listen to it again. I don't want them to listen to it once and go, there you go, that'll do. I want it to be a good album. If you're asking people to buy something, you want it to be good. Well, I do. I haven't sold many things before in my career. I've had a couple of books out now, the album. So... I'm really proud of it. It's really good. And it's done well. We outsold Mariah Carey in the first week, which was hilarious. I don't need no X Factor, Cowell.
I didn't know you could sing.
I can carry a tune.
You're better than carry a tune. I mean,
I'm no Joe McKeldry, but I'll try my best. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which track's your Christmas single on here?
Have a little guess and have a look at the last few tracks. Have a look at the last couple of tracks.
Never Gonna Snow.
Yeah.
That's the Christmas album.
You're brilliant. Yeah. Which one's a Christmas single? Is it Never Gonna Snow?
Is it Never Gonna Snow?
Never Gonna Snow at Christmas, yeah.
Is it?
So that's an original song. We wrote that ourselves, and it's a kind of big... brass and all that, swing number, me crooning on it. And
look, we've got a clip here.
Oh, no.
Let's have a look, babe. Okay. It's never gonna snow.
Oh, here we go.
All I seem to get is stuff that no one needs, especially since my mum discovered TK Maxx in Leeds. The prices are low, but everyone knows it's never gonna snow at Christmas.
It's in a church, yes. It's all these little...
My kind of church with a bar, isn't it?
Yeah, sadly, it's just a set. They just wheeled it in and then... But it was good fun. It was like, you know, pretending to be a pop star for a few weeks.
When's Quiz Night back? When are you doing that again?
Channel 4 show comes back February next year. So Friday night's Channel 4, so that's quite good.
I was Kilimanjaro. Did you? I've been up there. Well, I flew over.
Did you?
No, I flew over it. I didn't climb
it. OK, let me just say, I'm not going to be pompous about it, but you can't say... I did it, did you? No, I flew over.
No, I flew over it. I thought of you as I flew over.
Thanks very much. Did you see us?
Yeah. Have a can of Coke. Yeah.
It was all right. I've kind of talked about it to death, but and I don't want to bore people with it, but if it's tough. It's mentally... It takes a week, and it's mentally really challenging. It's basically, it's a lot of walking and a bit of scrambling.
Yeah.
You know, there's no kind of crampons and pickaxes and ropes. There's none of that. It's just because the mountain's so big. I think the base of it is the same size as the M25, so it's massive. And it just takes a week, but I trained for that, and then I've kept my training up since because it's good for me.
I read that you love running. Is this true?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit obsessed
with it. I can't believe
this.
You're a disgrace to the forces of evil. When did this happen?
This time last year, I was quite heavy. I was 17.5 stone or so. I was quite big, and I'm only short, lad. So I lost a bit of weight for the mountain, then I lost a lot of weight on the mountain. That comes back. And basically, I thought, you know, I'm just going to keep it up. And I've got a little bit obsessed with running and just training. But I kind of need to do it because I was just getting bigger and bigger. Do you know what's really kept me going? I've got to tell you this. I'm so excited about this. Because I haven't been on the show for, like, 2 years, something like that, from this show.
That's
with you.
Right, yeah.
And I just thought, every time I couldn't be bothered to go for a run or something like that, I just thought, do you know what? Sooner or later, I'll come back on the show with you. And I'll walk out and you go... Hey, kid, you lost a ton of weight. You look fabulous.
Well, I've lost weight.
I know, shame I had to prompt you to feed the show. I've done about 2.5 stone this year, but I feel so much better. I feel a lot fitter, so I'm gonna turn it up a little bit in January and keep going and
get one of them belts.
Well, the
electric belts, and you put it on. You're on the phone. And somebody, you like go, that. I'm just on me belts, but I'm having a fabulous time.
You do that, they've been putting the phone down on you. They've been phoning the police.
Are you going to Uganda? Is this?
We've just come back.
Have you been?
Yeah, we came back. I just did a week. All the money we raised from Kilimanjaro, so we raised 3.5 million quid. Yeah. Which brilliant.
Tell them, mate.
And people were really, really generous, especially this year because it's tough. So we went, and it was all about malaria nets because malaria is such a ridiculous problem over there, kills so many kids. And a little net around the bed just makes so much difference. So we went to give out, most of the climbers went back, and we went and gave out all these nets to the families and stuff. It was really lovely. And I filmed a couple of things while I was there, and I filmed one of those appeal films, which was quite horrible, but... Yeah. Kind of has to be done so people see what it's like. But Uganda was lovely. It's very green, very lush, very scenic. They don't have a lot, but they kind of get on with it. They're seemingly very kind of happy, and they just get on with their life. They've all got a mobile phone. It's the most bonkers thing. They've all got mobiles because Africa's so big, and especially in places like that, there's no point in putting wires under the ground. So it's just easier to give everybody mobiles. So you go and see a guy in a house, he's got no windows, his walls are made of mud, and he's got a couple of chairs and a table, and he's got his mobile sitting there. It's the most bizarre thing. But it's nice to kind of see it. And
they get a signal as well.
They get a signal, signal everywhere.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I like where I live.
Oh, mate, I have to go out the hen house, seriously.
Well, not the hen house.
House, Chris. I've said, move out of the way, girls. No, I have to stand by the side of it because it's the only place I can get a reception.
That's mad, isn't it?
And yet, in the middle of nowhere,
the phone's worked up the mountain, which was ridiculous. I can't get a signal in my front room. You're up a mountain.
I know.
Beep, beep. I'm like that. Oh, hey. No, Leeds won. Oh, brilliant. Like that. It's all madness.
Chris, it's lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you.
Good luck with this.
Thank you very much.
What do you think your chances are, Christmas number one?
Absolutely not cat and hell's chance. But no, have a nice Christmas, everybody. I want to say this.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on, let's say it. Chris Moyles. Thank you very much.